Common Prayers. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. Gloria in Excelsis, the Book of Common Praise. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, from there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Apostles' Creed, a prayer book for Australia, 1995. We pray you may find fellowship and resources to explore your Christian faith and church life. It may take time to discover, but discovery is there for us, like the unexpected talk with someone who understands your concerns, asking God to help in circumstances, or that moment when your prayer of faith is strengthened in unexpected ways. Prayer for you. Jesus said, "Come to me all who are burdened, and I will give you rest," Matthew 11:28. It is our prayer that with us and through the finished work of Jesus, you will find rest and refreshment. It is our privilege to be involved in God's work of prayer for your needs, whether they be illness, relationship, financial, or other. Your prayers are kept confidential and are prayed for by Reverend Marion Free. If you would like to be on our Sunday service prayer list, we have paper forms at the entry area of the church on one of the counters near where we serve tea and coffee. For those who are sick, you are welcome to come along to our healing service. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. James 5:14. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Psalm 50:15. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, a prayer book for Australia, 1995. Eternal life. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. NIV-John 17:1-3. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" NKJV, John 11:25-26. Nation, Church and Family. Prayers from the ARB, an Australian prayer book. A prayer for Parliament. Most gracious God, ruler of all the nations, we pray for the Parliament of this state/Commonwealth, now assembled, direct and prosper all its work to the advancement of your glory, and the safety and welfare of this country, so that peace and happiness, truth and justice, may be established among us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for the members of the armed forces. Eternal God, the only source of peace, we pray for all who serve us in the defense forces of this land. Give them courage and comfort in all dangers, and help us, we pray, to seek for all people the freedom to serve you and each other in peace and justice. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For peace. God of the nations, whose kingdom rules over all, have mercy on our broken and divided world. Shed abroad your peace in the hearts of all men and banish from them the spirit that makes for war, that all races and people may learn to live as members of one family and in obedience to your laws, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For the Synod. God our Father, you judge your people with wisdom and rule us with love. Give a spirit of understanding to the Synod of this diocese/to the General Synod of our Church that it may make wise decisions that will give glory to you and be a blessing to your people. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A prayer for ordinance for use in the Ember seasons and at other times. Almighty God, giver of all that is good, you have appointed various orders of ministry in your Church, bless those who are to be called to the sacred ministry. So fill them with your truth and clothe them with holiness, that they may faithfully minister to the glory of your name and to the benefit of your people. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for the increase of the sacred ministry. Almighty God, look with compassion on the world you have redeemed by the death of your Son Jesus Christ. Move the hearts of many to offer themselves for the sacred ministry of your church, so that by their lives and labors your light may shine in the darkness and the coming of your kingdom be advanced, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For families. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ shed at Nazareth the life of an earthly home, bless our homes, we pray. Help parents to impart the knowledge of you and your love, and children to respond with love and obedience. May our homes be blessed with peace and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For unity. God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only Savior, the Prince of Peace, give us grace seriously to lay to heart the great dangers we are in by our unhappy divisions. Take away all hatred and prejudice, and whatever else may hinder us from godly union and concord, that, as there is but one body, and one Spirit, and one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, so we may be all of one heart, and of one mind, united in one holy bond of truth and peace, of faith and charity, and may with one mind and one mouth glorify you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. For travelers. Lord, hear our prayer for these, your servants on their journey, watch over them, be their companion on the way, protect them in every danger, and grant them a greater knowledge of you in all that they undertake. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Discover our life. Being an established church, there is a mix of the young right through to the very elderly, with a considerable array of church, social, and community activities. There is much scope in our church life for individuals who bring initiative to commence or support existing and new activities. Feel welcome to browse our website and contact us to see how you may become involved. Our location in Hamilton is ideal for our charity work, such as fundraising through an exciting monthly jumble sale. Perhaps you want to explore your discipleship with the Lord and would like to join our fortnightly Bible study group. Are you a meditation guru? We have that too. Maybe you are just out there a bit alone, and would like a social get-together. See our activities page for more details. People are very friendly and there is no pressure to do this or that.